On the 15th of each month, a classroom at Pointers Run Elementary School in Maryland is abuzz with volunteers. Students like Campbell Snoddy collect food that has been donated by students, parents, and teachers from each classroom.
September 2012.
First, the children check the expiration date to make sure the food is not too old. Then they sort it by category and put the cans and boxes into bags to be delivered to low-income senior citizens in the community. Julie Rosenthal started the nonprofit program, Food on the 15th, 6 years ago.
I wanted to teach my daughter about philanthropy, about helping others who are less fortunate in our community, and I wanted to teach other kids in the community, too.
At the time, Rosenthal's daughter, Jenny Mandel, was a fifth grader. Now she is 15 and still involved.
I honestly thought that food just came right out of the pantry, money grew on trees. I had no idea that there were people in Howard County, like where I live, that didn't have food every month, that had trouble making ends meet.
Children and their parents always make their deliveries around the 15th of the month, when money from monthly Social Security checks begins to run out and tough decisions between food and other needs have to be made. The kids are about to come face to face with the less fortunate.
I'm on a fixed income, and the food is, with the prices at the grocery store, it has helped me out tremendously. Then when we got our raise in January, they cut my food stamps back, and this really made up a lot of difference.
Linda Testerman says she enjoys seeing the children as well. The kids also get the infectious sense of satisfaction that comes with giving.
It was really fun. It was great to make the senior citizens happy. It was really cool.
I really liked it because it made me feel really good that people were so happy that they got food.
Rosenthal says that is why she has children do more than fill a bag with donated food.
We want the children to have firsthand experience delivering the food to the people so that they can get that feeling of really making a difference in somebody's life, a positive difference.
The program started with one school delivering 30 bags of groceries. It has grown each year and now involves 10 schools and several churches. It has delivered more than 12,000 bags so far.
It's the power of one. People don't realize the power of one is huge. One more bag of food, one more container of macaroni and cheese, one more person helping. One person does make a difference.
Rosenthal says her goal is to expand Food on the 15th across the country and around the world. For producer June So, Amy Katz, VOA News.